About 80% of Afghans live in the countryside, so what happens there is key to Afghanistan's future. Let's hear now about a successful effort and involving communities in their own development. It's called the National Solidarity Program. Funded by international aid, it distributes small grants to rural villages so villagers can choose what projects they need most. They do this through democratically elected community development councils, councils that include both men and women. Weiss Ahmed Barmak is Afghanistan's Minister of Rural Rehabilitation and Development. He told us more when he joined us in our D.C. studio.
The people have chosen infrastructure projects which they have believed that would improve the quality and the conditions of their lives and within their communities. Now it's reached more than 70,000 rural infrastructure projects, which include roads, bridges, retaining walls, protection walls, irrigation schemes, schools, clinics. So these basic needs of the communities have been met. In the past 10 years, through this program alone, we have received $1.9 billion from international aid. The other point I just wanted to make is that the number of women who have basically benefited, not only from these projects, but also the number of women who have been elected. Out of 600,000 members of these community development councils that have been created across the country, 40% of the membership of these councils are women. It's a milestone achievement in terms of, you know, promoting the participation of women actively in the development process and also in the decision-making processes that have led, I think, to the changes, the positive changes that have been made on the quality of life and also on the social status of men and women in the Afghan society, especially in rural Afghanistan.
Let's talk about another area that worries international aid organizations, and that's insecurity. For you, there must be places, and I could give you an example, one province right on the edge of Kabul, that's Wardak province, of areas that are so dangerous even Afghan aid workers fear to operate in them. The Taliban certainly wouldn't be giving the government a break. What are you able to do even there?
Even in a place like Wardak province, and there are many other examples of relatively insecure areas where people support us, and it's a whatever we do through the Ministry of Rural Rehabilitation and Development, it's basically benefiting those local communities.
Because you mean the people won't accept? Because we want the health care. We want the electricity. We want what the government is giving us.
Yes. And I can share, you know, an example with you that it was a month and a half ago. My staff, they were traveling from Ghazni province to Kabul. On the way, they were captured by some unknown, I would say, you know, elements. And then they were taken away from that point on. And then some of my colleagues, they gave me the advice that I should have informed a security agency or Ministry of Defense to help us with the release of these people. You know what we did? Because we have these community development councils in place, we have the people within these structures. So as soon as our communities, they were informed about this incident, without even having us told them, they just took the initiative. And finally, they located them in some of the remote villages and then they just got him released. So I think that's a success story that we have created in the country now.
How do you see your situation now? What is your greatest fear?
The greatest fear is that once the military drawdown happens and then the prospect of international aid decline that's also looming ahead of us, then the gains we have made in the past 10 years in terms of social development, in terms of economic development, and the democracy project that we created in Afghanistan to turn the country into a stable and prosperous and democratic society, we see a kind of, you know, a bleak future ahead of us. If all these cuts, you know, happen, then the programs I have, which have touched, you know, 80% of the Afghan population, and then in this way I have connected the people of Afghanistan to the central government. It has created the legitimacy of the government, the state, and the parliament, everything we've created in Afghanistan at risk. And so that's the greatest fear.
Weiss Ahmed Barmak is Afghanistan's Minister of Rural Rehabilitation and Development. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.